near close
Alaska's
relatives of people from countries covered
volcano
by the president's
to
travel ban.
That Aleutian Islands volcano
to travel to the U.S.
up
the
latest
about 30,000 feet over
in
the weekend.
In addition to grandparents,
it has
the new
led
guidelines
to a red
also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family
Asia.
Members were initially
this is
excluded
USA Radio
from
News.
A list of close relatives that
are
were exempt from
senior care
travel
for your mom or
that
dad
list of relatives was made after the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated parts of the ban. But said people who have close family relationships to people in the U.S. should be allowed to apply for visas. President Trump's temporary travel ban blocks people from traveling to the U.S. from sick, mostly Muslim countries.
A Pennsylvania man accused of killing four men says he's killed before.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206.
He was involved in
1-800-379-2206.
In the Philadelphia area in recent years.
A former USA gymnastics doctor will reportedly plead guilty to federal child porn charges.
USA
reports are Larry Nasser has agreed to plead guilty to the accusations that he obtained and possessed child porn and that he destroyed some images or files. Nasser, who also worked for Michigan State University, is also facing state charges that he sexually assaulted young girls. He was fired from the university last year because of the accusations. Several New York Democrats are proposing legislation that would protect undocumented 9/11 workers from deportation, as Sarah Lee Kessler explains.
President Trump shining a spotlight on products made in the United States.
Are pushing a bill protecting illegal immigrants who did recovery and cleanup work at Ground Zero.
There's no doubt in my mind that what
he calls Made in America Week at the White House yesterday, getting a look at a number of goods that are manufactured in the U.S.
permanent resident status and a path to citizenship.
Sarah Lee Kessler,
New York.
And NASA's Juno spacecraft will be getting the closest look ever at Chris Christie taking a bit of a jab. Today, the Democratic governor of New York, 5,600 miles
Lisa G
over that centuries-old
storm
on that
planet. Calling out Governor Cuomo over remarks he made regarding
Earth,
this summer's Amtrak repairs at Penn Station.
I don't think you've seen the kind of thing that Governor Cuomo predicted. You know, I'm going to smack him for the summer of hell comment. I mean,
learn about
we should
that
be
thing.
More disciplined than that.
The USA Radio News, I'm Chris
made the comment, so we got to live with it.
Christie praised the railroad for making the first week of repairs less painful than predicted. Christie discussed several road repair projects in a visit to Somerset County. He also defended his decision to block the Hudson River Tunnel project, calling the plan bad for New Jersey commuters. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Monday, 2017. Mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain will be 20%. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Warm with lows in the upper 60s. South winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the afternoon.
Right now, it's
74
degrees overcast.
On
skies.
Wednesday,
there's
a chance of precipitation.
Partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
July 18th,
Thursday, the 13th. Patchy fog
with
highs in the
lower 90s.
Thunderstorms in the afternoon.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Friday the 14th.
Late and variable winds.
Same thing.
Becoming
lower
80s. Around 5 miles an hour.
Saturday, mostly sunny. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. 30%.
Partly cloudy and a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Temperatures in our area.
Patchy fog near midnight. Humid with
71 in
Rarity. South winds
71 in Ringo.
68
in
Kingwood.
68 in
it's all the same on Wednesday.
69 up in
Ibridge.
73
highs around in White House.
Good morning, Hunter.
That's how
mostly sunny
radio
and humid
weather.
With highs around 90 on Thursday, but no chance of thunderstorms. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny on Friday the 21st, lower 90s, and partly sunny on mid-80s on Saturday the 22nd. Temperatures in our area, got 74 in Raritan, 72 at the county complex, 74 in Lambertville, 77 in Frenchtown, 72 up in Asbury, 73 over in
storage, appetite, detoxification,
Bernardsville.
And
good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber
safe,
Radio
fast,
weather.
It's easy and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation.
This is not
you
a crazy
can be
diet or exercise
in 40
program.
Days
no
guaranteed.
Drugs,
this is a limited time offer.
You can lose
they can't wait to see you look great.
In 40 days.
So call with Nutrimos resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormone regulation.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Nunchimer.com. I have my guest here. Her name is Hillary Wilcox, and she represents Kearson Farms in Huntington County. We're going to learn all about Kearson Farms for the purposes of Farrier Week, which up until about a month ago, I was confusing farrier with furrier. So I am one of those. I was telling you off air, Hillary, those city folks that live in the rural county. I'm one of the city folk. Welcome. Thanks for having come and being with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Kearson.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Nunchimer.com.
All about over there.
Got Ann Thornton with me today, owner of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. We brought her here today because Ann, obviously a very important person in the business community in Huntington County, has some expertise and knowledge not only about remodeling and plumbing, but also about making your business better through networking. She's been doing some newsletters and giving us some insight on our newsletters about networking.
It just occurred to me.
So we wanted to talk with her and get it straight from her perspective.
So good morning, Ann. Thanks for coming in.
Good
morning, Chris. It's great to be here.
Thank you. This is awesome. So we have you here. We've come in contact with you many times. You've been part of the Hunter Chamber of Commerce
for
over 30 years.
From the barn, but it doesn't bother
me. Really long time.
There are some times when I just want to pause and let decide
Chris
whether
is
you
my are. Fourth. The other Chris is my fourth.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. There's a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 37. And tonight, a slight chance of snow showers between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. A slight chance of showers after 4 a.m. on Thursday night. Friday, a chance of showers, mainly after 7 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Friday night, a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m., and then a slight chance of rain and snow between 1 and 4 a.m. That's Friday night. Saturday, a chance of snow, and a mix of snow and rain on Saturday. And Sunday, a chance of snow with a high near 35.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I am your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I bring Counselor's Chat to you, mainly to provide some education, to help remove the stigma around mental health, and just to give you information about good mental health, promoting good mental health. And I think one of the other reasons, too, I'm going to add is, generally speaking, licensed professional counselors are still not that well known. We are not social workers. We are not psychologists or psychiatrists. We cannot prescribe medication. But we do have to be proficient in 9 areas of counseling. So I'm not sure I'm going to run them all down right now. Family counseling, addictions counseling, career counseling, ethics in counseling, counseling theories, just to name a few things. So proficient in those areas. So my topic today is mental health and marriage, or the advantages of mental health and marriage. So February is Marriage Awareness Month. I don't think I quite have that title right, but that's okay. And most likely because we have Valentine's Day. Well, tomorrow, as you all know, is Valentine's Day. What is Valentine's Day? Oh, it's a day that we give each other chocolates and flowers and Valentine's Day cards and tell everybody how much we love them and do all those things, go out for a romantic dinner or make a romantic dinner at home. And if we don't have anyone in our lives, we feel really miserable and lonely. However, many people don't realize this wonderful hallmark of a day has its origins in the 3rd century. The 3rd century. So, St. Valentine, and we used to say St. Valentine's Day, St. Valentine is a Roman saint that has been associated with courtly love since the High Middle Ages. He was a priest in Rome and ministered to Christians who were persecuted. He was a martyr and buried in a Christian cemetery just a little bit north of Rome. I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want to mess it up. On February 14th, and has been observed as the Feast of St. Valentine since 496. That's a long time to be celebrating and observing St. Valentine's Day. Excuse me. Some of you may know I was out last week with the flu, so this is a little, I don't have it anymore. It's just a little leftover cough. So, believe it or not, St. Valentine, or Valentine's Day, is actually a Christian celebration of love based on this particular man. With that being said, I do want to talk about the benefits of marriage. Now, I do believe, like I said at the beginning of my show, that February is Marriage Awareness Month or Healthy Marriage Month, or I don't know, I go on this site called brownielocks.com. And it lists the massive amount of, like, this is, I don't know, chocolate month, or actually I think this is National Marriage Week. But they have, you know, like Banana Bread Day and Feel Free to Exhale Day, and I don't know, weird things. Pick Up Stones Day, it's, you know, whatever. But it is where I like to go just to sort of get a little idea of what would be a good, not only a good topic, and sometimes my topics are picked because of things that might be going on politically. Sometimes my topics are picked because of issues that I may get from my clients, so that I may be listening to some of the things and thinking, yeah, we've kind of got a pattern going this week. And I think it'd be a good thing to promote or talk about on my show. But with Valentine's Day being tomorrow, see, look, I'm even wearing red. I thought I would take advantage of this topic. You know, I'm going to say in our country, we still, I'm going to say, promote marriage in many ways. And we also sort of discourage marriage. We give kudos to the women who choose to be mothers without a spouse. And it is hard work. Absolutely. There are disadvantages. That sharing and that cooperation that happens when we have, and I'm going to say a healthy marriage. We have healthy marriages when we have two relatively healthy people getting married to each other. I am going to talk a little bit about what happens when we do marry someone who has a mental health issue. That doesn't mean we can't have a good marriage. It just means there's additional challenges. But the advantages of being married are many. Shared responsibility. So if I'm a single parent, I'm responsible for everything. And that's hard. It is. It's hard work. And I think that's why we say, you know, good for you. You're doing this all by yourself. But sharing the responsibility is an advantage. So when we are adults, and this is part of what happens with good parenting, our job as a good parent is to raise children to become responsible adults. So if I'm a responsible adult and I meet someone who is a responsible adult and we love each other, we decide to get married, we share responsibility. So in a healthy marriage, when that happens, I'm going to use sort of the typical marriage. We have one person that maybe is a homemaker and the other person goes to work, or both go to work, but the woman or the female position in the marriage will come home, cook dinner, get the kids ready for bed, make sure homework's done, run the vacuum, all of that, while the other half of the marriage sits and watches TV or whatever. That is not sharing responsibility. In a healthy marriage with two healthy, responsible adults, where you share the responsibility, one person may be observing what's going on with the kids' homework while the other one is cooking. The other one is making sure that chores are getting done, while the other one is attending to maybe some project that needs to happen. So there's, you know, cooking dinner together, cleaning up together. If there's chores around the house, doing that together. Shared responsibility. In my household, my husband and I share. He does the majority of the laundry, but there are times that I'm like, oh, you know what, I need to get things folded. I tend to do ironing. He doesn't like to iron, but he does iron some things. I know when some people go, iron? Who irons? I do. But he runs the vacuum. I dust. I'll clean the bathrooms. He does the kitty litter. He takes out the garbage and the recycling. So we work together. You know, I make dinner, he'll set the table, I'll do the dishes, he puts the stuff away. We work together. And this is shared responsibility. And we're at that stage where we don't have any young kids. I never actually had children. I had a stepson. So there were times that he would be over every other weekend and whatnot. And so he would have chores to do, and we would all chip in together, and shared responsibility. And that is an important part of a healthy marriage. There is caring. So we care for each other. Not just love care, but taking care of. So as I said, I had the flu. I got the flu for my birthday from my husband, who had the flu. So last week, my birthday. And we were both home sick. He took care of me. Do you want a cup of tea? I'm making a cup of tea. I would say to me, would you like something to eat? I'll make some soup. We took care of each other. We took care of each other. And that is an important aspect. When you have a marriage where the wife, I'm going to just use that as an example, gets sick, and she's got to keep up doing her thing, but the husband, if he's sick, he lays around on the couch. That's not caring for each other. It's making sure you're both being looked after, having a care for, having concern for. It's a good marriage. The benefits of a good marriage allows for a sense of self-confidence. So there's not one person who has power over the other or control over the other. Again, it's shared. So I know what my responsibilities are. I'm willing to take on yours if you're not feeling well or you're going to be on a business trip or whatever the situation, vice versa, that we support each other that way, that there isn't a power play. We feel equal in the relationship. And that we support each other emotionally. So if one of us had a bad day, the other one will sit and listen. Supporting someone doesn't mean that we take on the feeling. So if you had a good day and your spouse comes home and is really angry and frustrated by the traffic, you don't have to get angry with him or her. You could still have a good day, but you could support that person. You could say, I'm really sorry that the traffic was so awful. You know, that's gone. Let's see. Why don't you just go relax for a little bit? Put your feet up tonight while I get dinner ready. Just, you know, unwind. It's emotional support. If there's a death in the family, and my family's a big family, I have a lot of elderly aunts and uncles. We just recently had several deaths in our family. And my husband has been very supportive and very loving in this whole process. Took a day off from work. It's not his uncle, but he took a day off from work, came with me, helped me with my mom. Very supportive. And I would do the same thing for him, vice versa. One of the things is you can have an enjoyment sexually with each other. And that is one of the things. You can fill fantasies with each other, be playful in the bedroom. These things are important because you're a couple. You're a team. That is one of the aspects of a good, healthy relationship, is having a good, healthy sex life. Again, it's not one having more power over the other, one being demanding of the other. You're both allowed to say no if you're not in the mood. Sometimes people have different libidos, and you got to talk about it and work it out. So, you know, for one person, sex every other week is good enough, and the other one, sex every day. You know, you got to work it out. But that's good communication. So healthy relationships have the advantage of having a good communication with each other. I don't blame. I don't curse at you. I don't pick on you. I don't scold you. I don't, what do we call that, gaslight you. Okay, that's something that can happen in unhealthy marriages. I'm open and I could be assertive and I tell you how I feel. I feel sad when. I feel disappointed when. I'm concerned about. I worry about you when. Okay? These things are important. Share your feelings, good communication. Recognizing that in a good, healthy marriage, that family is a place where you can de-stress. It shouldn't be a place that is distressful. Okay, oh, I don't want to go home. The kids are out of control, whatever. You know, in a healthy relationship, and that's the goal, okay, the advantages of a healthy relationship, So you look forward to going home. You look forward to being with your loved one. You look forward to being with your family. It feels like it's the greatest wealth that you have. So it's not your money, it's not your career. Your family comes first. And you have that romantic relationship with that person. So it's not just sex, it's intimacy. So sometimes we confuse intimacy and sex, two different things. It's that being able to, I need to share something deep about me that you may not know. Something about my past, my childhood, something that happened about work, something that happened that's happening within our relationship. Maybe you know, I'm at a point where I'm just not feeling very satisfied, and you know, I'm really afraid that you know, we're going to be straying. It can happen in a relationship, but I want to talk to you about what's going on and tell you about how I'm feeling, or so that we can work on the issue. So we can, I could tell you who I am. You're the most important person in my life. I say this to my couples all the time. My husband and I, we are our primary relationship. That means everything between the two of us comes first. Some people say, oh no, children come first. Actually, no. Our relationship comes first. Now, if one of, or the other in the marriage is having parenting issues, if we have a good intimate relationship, I can share with you what I am observing in a way that is not demeaning or putting you down, saying, you know what, I'm really concerned about some of your parenting skills. We need to parent, co-parent. Co-parenting doesn't happen only when people get divorced. Co-parenting is something that happens when we are married and have children. We co-parent. And if we're not on the same page, it can create a problem. So if I'm always saying yes and you're always saying no, then Junior's going to always come to me because I'm always saying yes, and then Dad will say no, and then there's an argument, and it creates a triangle. Okay, so Mom, Dad, and the kid's got the power against us. It's really important that we work together. What did your mom say? Well, let me talk to your mom before I give you an answer. Let me talk to your dad before I give you an answer. The only time that children take priority, if a child is sick, okay, I'm sorry, I gotta attend, my child is sick, or if one of the parents is abusive, then you must put your child first in that case. So I actually need to take a little commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamura Roll, and can give my supporters here their time. So I will be back with Counselor's Chat in just a few minutes.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. And I have a small practice here in Flemington. I have a new website, so please go check it out at www.altarollcounselor.com. So my little jingle, I'll call it that, or a little commercial before, says .net. But it is now a .com, so it's altarollcounselor.com, and I have a new, pretty new little logo, which is still a shell, but it's been updated and colors are a little different on it. Sometimes people ask me, why did I pick a shell? Well, there's many reasons. It's the kind of shell, like Shell gas station kind of shell, conch shell. Is that a conch shell? I don't know, clam shell. Anyway, I picked it for several reasons. One, because it's got those lines on it. It looks like a sunburst. The idea of coming out of your shell, it's natural, it's genuine. And I think it's a good representation for me that the goals of counseling. So that's why I have that logo. But check it out at www.altarollcounselor.com and look at my new webpage, my new logo. That would be great. I'm also going to be putting some of my shows on there. So if you've missed a show, you could always go to altarollcounselor.com and look at a show there. And just trying to have a new brighter look. So I'm going to get back to my topic. There's always a lot to talk about. So tomorrow, as you know, Valentine's Day. It's a commemoration of Saint Valentine. He's a Christian Roman saint from the 3rd century, so he's been around for a little bit. It's not just a Hallmark holiday, but it represents love and relationship, and it happens to be National Marriage Month. So, week, month, every day that anyone's married, it's a day, it's a national day. Anyway, so I was talking earlier about some of the benefits of being in a marriage relationship. The very sense of commitment to another person. You know, I started off talking about responsibility, but having that commitment towards another person, it really helps us know that we're not alone. It helps combat things like fear of abandonment and loneliness and feeling unsupported. So when we have a healthy relationship, you know, those feelings, if we have them, should hopefully dissipate. But sometimes we may marry somebody who's struggling with mental illness. And there's a difference between having stress in a marriage. Sometimes there is stress. We have financial stress. Child is sick. Maybe you or your significant other is grappling with a physical illness, cancer or MS or diabetes or something like that. Or there's been job loss or death in the family. You know, like, you know, aunts, uncles, parents, many things like that can be very stressful. Weather issues, cracked chimney issues. Just had that too this past week. You know, a lot of stuff can add to the stress, not necessarily mental health issues, but mental health issues can happen. So I might marry someone, and I'm in my mid-20s, and we seem to be great. And then 10 years into the marriage, either I or my significant other is showing signs of depression, panic attacks, anxiety, addiction. And we might find that, oh wow, I'm married to someone who's got some mental health issues. It adds stress, most definitely. I think one of the most important things to do is, if you and or you notice that your significant other, or if you're the one that's struggling, it's really important to sit down and have. So if we're working on having this open, communicative, intimate relationship, to be able to sit down and say, you know what, honey? One of the things that I've been noticing is I think you're struggling with some depression. Or I realize that for me, I've got really bad self-esteem and I'm very anxious. And the stress at work is causing me a lot of anxiety. I think maybe I need to get some counseling. Or I'm thinking maybe you need to get some counseling. Or I'm feeling that this issue is beginning to affect our marriage. Can we get some counseling together? Okay. It's important to address mental health issues within a marriage. We're all humans and individuals, and sometimes, you know, we may not be showing these things when we first get married, but through the course of a marriage, a mental health issue may show itself. And it's really, really important that you are supportive of each other and you seek out help. Now, when you recognize, let's say, your spouse has been diagnosed with depression, is now on some medication, is struggling with it, it may be important that what you have to do is you have to create some boundaries. Now, healthy relationships have healthy boundaries. Even if you don't have a mental health issue, there are healthy boundaries in a healthy relationship. So there are certain things that you may say, you know, I need some privacy when this or that. There may be some things where, here's a good boundary. My husband and I, when we have arguments, there are certain things we don't say to each other. There are certain words that we have agreed not to use. There's name calling that we don't do. We have a civil, responsible argument. Well, our voices might get loud. I mean, you know, it's an emotion and we're angry. We don't hit each other. We don't curse at each other. We have rules around and boundaries around how we argue. But if you have a spouse with a mental health issue, if you don't have some good boundaries on how to handle it, you yourself can burn out and end up with mental health issues. And so it's important, especially if you have a spouse that's struggling with an addiction. It's really important not to enable, caretake, rescue. You have to take care of yourself. Gosh, I should have brought my, I can draw on the back of this thing here. Silly pen. I'm hoping you're going to be able to see what I draw. I'll hold it up close to the mirror. The mirror. Huh? Okay. So, I don't know if you can see it. Maybe not. There's two circles at the top. They overlap a great deal. That is an enmeshed relationship. So, there really are no good boundaries. And I don't know where I end and you begin. There's a power issue. Whatever you want, I want. I'm here for sort of the ride. I'm going to say it that way. I like your favorite color. I go to your favorite restaurant. I listen to your favorite music. But if we also have an issue where we've got addiction, and now you're the addict and I'm the codependent, I'm always enabling, I'm rescuing, I'm caretaking, I'm giving up part of myself, I don't have good boundaries, leads to an unhealthy relationship. Often leads to the one down here. I don't know if you could see it. It's two separated circles. I'm living on my part of the house. You're living in your part of the house. We've got different bedrooms. We're taking separate vacations. We may even be talking about divorce because the arguing, I can't take it anymore. I can't keep taking care of you like this. You're not taking care of yourself. I'm doing all the work. Doesn't work. Okay. In a healthy relationship, we have two circles here. There's you, there's me, and there's us. We have some overlap. But we have boundaries. There's distinct knowledge of who I am and who you are. So one of the things I talked about in a healthy relationship is caring for another person. I care about you, but I can't fix you. I care about you, but I can't fix you. So you may be suffering from something, but I can't fix your depression. I can't stop your addiction. I can't stop your panic attacks. I can't take care of your anxiety for you. Do you understand that? You have an eating disorder. I cannot lose weight for you. Okay? So, it's recognizing that we have boundaries. And sometimes those mental health issues do cause some major problems. If the mental health issue is causing violence in the marriage, you may find that you've actually married somebody with a personality disorder, someone who might be narcissistic, someone who might have an antisocial personality, which is one of the dangerous ones. And I want to be really clear, antisocial does not mean that you don't like to socialize. Antisocial means that the norms of society don't apply to me. Laws don't apply to me. Rules don't apply to me. Marriage vows don't apply to me. Nothing. I, you know, can be cruel, violent, all of those things. That's an antisocial personality disorder. Can be very aggressive. And so you may end up finding yourself leaving that marriage. If there's that type of a personality disorder, if it's abusive. And what can happen is you can actually end up developing your own mental health issues because there are no clear boundaries, because you don't know how to take care of yourself in this situation, because you're always living on the edge, you may end up with some post-traumatic stress issues or acute stress issues. So if I have a narcissistic spouse who's now become an alcoholic and a gambler, and I try and stop them from going to the casino, and they get violent with me, and there's trauma as a consequence, I really need to think about, what am I doing in this relationship? I can't fix another person. And I say this to my clients all the time. I know you're coming to me for therapy. I can't fix you. I can give you suggestions. I can give you tools. I can be a mirror so that you can see what you're doing through what I am saying to you. I can be supportive, a good listener. I have all kinds of tools. But you're the one that has to make the decision to get better. You're the one that has to make the decision to use the tools that I give you. So if you're noticing that you've got these kinds of things going on, you need to set some boundaries. You need to know what your limits are. You need to say, we have to go to counseling. We need help. You need help. I want you to go. If you don't go to counseling, I may leave the relationship because I'm not going to stay in this. And that doesn't mean I don't love you. But I don't need to put myself in a place where I'm traumatized. I love you and you need to get help. I love you and I can't stay in this relationship. It's just too damaging for me personally. And so sometimes what happens, a couples can recognize that one of them or both of them, that happens too, that the relationship is detrimental. So if I'm an alcoholic and you're an alcoholic and I'm trying to get sober and then you try to get sober, but then I get you to drink and you get, and it's just not healthy. You understand that cycle that I'm saying? Like, my husband and I do this sometimes. Sober working really well at being healthy with our eating. And we do a fairly good job. We're pretty healthy. You know, we did get that box of chocolates for Christmas. Yeah, I know. I really feel like having some. Well, I'm not going to stop you. That's my husband. I'm not going to stop you. Right? See, he's not good at. We don't support each other very, very well on that note. And so that is one of our downfalls. Now, it's not a huge thing. It's not like alcoholism. It's not like it's something that we do every day or something like that. But it's an example how someone in a relationship, if I'm married to an alcoholic and I'm trying to recover, I can end up, as a matter of fact, women tend to relapse more than men if you're both alcoholic in a marriage. So you may need to really look into some couples counseling and work at healing the relationship and healing the issue, or at least learning how to get better. So I need to do another commercial, another commercial break, and I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified and a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I am always open to taking new clients. Please visit my website at www.altarollcounselor.com. As I said earlier, my new website. So it's Altarroll with two L's, counselor, O-R, .com, .net. Please visit me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. You can go and scroll down. You can see shows that I've done in the past and watch them. You can go on the HunterdonChamberRadio.com and listen to some of the podcasts. Find out I've been doing this show for about 9 years, so I've got quite a array of topics. And also you can go on Ruth Altamirroll Counselor on Facebook and like me there. I am on LinkedIn, so that's another place that you can find me. I've got some articles there that I've written. And if you need to call me, my number is 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you would like to make an appointment, if you have a comment about the show, if you have a suggestion for a topic, please, by all means, give me a call. 908-237-2899. And then you could see a list of the many different things that I do and work with. So I'm talking today about marriage, and with tomorrow being Valentine's Day and this week being National, I can't remember, Successful Marriage Week or I. Sorry, I just can't quite remember, but it has something to do with marriage. Anyway, so the thing that I was talking about are the advantages of marriage. There's quite a few advantages of marriage. Being married does not mean that someone doesn't struggle with some mental health issues, and it really is self-care. How are you if you are the caretaker, how are you taking care of yourself? You know, you're not super responsible for that other person's depression or alcoholism. You want to be supportive of their recovery, but you don't need to blame yourself for it, especially if you yourself are not struggling. Now, if you are struggling and you see I've got depression and now my husband's depressed, I'm actually still not really responsible for that. We need to have some good boundaries, as I said, so that I know what my limits are. I know how much I can do. I take care of myself. It's really important because if I don't take care of myself when my spouse, or even if I'm the one with the mental health issue, if my spouse isn't taking care of himself or herself, the likelihood of of their own depression or substance use or shame or lowering self-esteem, or it goes up, and we don't really want that. It's really important to get help. A lot of times when I do couples counseling, I will work with the couple 1 week, depending upon the issue, and then I'll work with them individually, together and individually. Now, I will not work with them together and one. There's no balance in that. If I'm working with them together and one says, oh, I have, you know, Betty Smith is my therapist, but I want to use you, I suggest the other one go get individual counseling from someone else. We're talking about creating a sense of balance. You know, you might be the person with the addiction or the depression or the anxiety or whatever the situation is, but your spouse needs the support of a therapist also. And then we come together, we talk about how this is affecting the relationship and building communication skills and working how to support each other and how to have good boundaries and good limits. All those things are really important. If you're thinking about getting married, I do suggest the possibility of going and talking to a counselor for 2 or 3 sessions. You can have a really good relationship. We're going to get married. And, you know, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we've got some good communication skills under our belt, that we're really good at resolving our anger issues with each other, that we are committed to, if one or the other one shows signs of some type of a mental health issue, that we're willing to support each other. And I will say this lastly, and I know I've got to wrap up the show. Even though there's all these benefits of marriages, sometimes marriages do end. And it's not the end of the world. It's not why we get married for the most part. You know, to get a divorce, I say, except for Kim Kardashian. She kind of did something like that a couple years ago. But it's about sharing our lives together. And sometimes we outgrow each other. Or sometimes the mental health issues are really more than we can handle. Or we just find that we've gone in different directions in our lives. It's a nice goal to say we've been married 70 years, but it's not necessary. I'm not saying that I am all in favor of divorce. I do think that couples really should work on their relationship, work on their marriage. I've had people come to me and say, we're beginning to notice some signs of difficulty. We want to tackle it before it gets bad. Okay, so a mental health marriage checkup. So those things are a good thing. So, again, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host. I wish you all a good Valentine's Day tomorrow. Remember that love is really an important thing. It's not just an emotion. It is a choice of how we treat each other. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to U.S.